The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Today, the 10th of March, 2022, turkey season quickly approaching us, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center, A rating there. Phone line 0605-4567. Might want to write that down because first hour is going to be open line with Trish Clark and myself. And Jared's at the helm. What wonderful national day is it today?
National Blueberry Popover Day?
Every time I think of a blueberry popover, I think of these Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Pop-Tarts. Is there anything worse in the world than a cold Pop-Tart?
Hot Pop-Tart? I don't like them at all.
Okay, that could be. Okay.
It's 45 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 69 and a low of 39. And it's very windy out there, very windy and clear. On Friday, a high of 74, a low of 41. Saturday, sunny, a high of 70. Chance of showers Saturday night and a low of 43 on Sunday. A slight chance of showers and then sunny. High of 68 and a low Sunday night with increasing slight chance of showers and a low of 45. On Monday, another chance of showers. It's going to be a little cloudy, I guess. Let's hope it actually does produce some rain. High of 68 and a low of 50. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Well, this first hour is open line. And there's, you know, I try to do this with Trish because I'm really afraid Trish is going to pop a cork if she doesn't have every week to come in here and just lower it out.
You know?
Lower the pressure.
There's so much going on, you hardly know where to start, because most of the time when I'm listening to any source of media, which I must admit I don't pay much attention to the news as broadcast by the Lion Media, because I'm so frustrated by the fact that I know they're at the very least stretching the truth, if not out and out lying to me.
Both sides.
Yeah, both sides. Oh, all of it.
They can't even agree on the percentage of oil that comes from the Russians.
Yeah.
If you watch MSNBC, it's 3%. If you watch Fox, it's just under 10%.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the number is 7%.
You cannot believe anything they're saying to you. Therefore, I just kind of don't watch it because it makes my head want to explode. And then I scream at the TV. You know what? I listen to some stuff off Daily Wire. I have several, podcasts that I listen to. Several people that I check in with that I kind of like the information that they put out. Because you can't, I get a couple of stuff that I get from overseas, look through their stuff. Because it's all a bunch of gibberish, and they're not telling you the truth. If you look at like the stuff that's coming out of CNN and MSNBC and all those places, the pictures they're showing you, they're using old footage. Time and time again, they come up with a picture of, oh, this is the first victim of blah blah blah, and then you find out that's a photo from 2005.
From another country.
Yeah, from another country.
Oh, no.
It's all just to the point where, and then you just back that down, Carl.
Do you believe that the Russians invaded Ukraine?
I do believe that. I'm not exactly sure why. I think there's a whole lot more to it than they're talking about.
Don't go into the New World Order with me.
I'm not going into the New World Order.
Good.
I'm not going into the New World Order.
Well, there's a variety of reasons. for him, the biggest threat to Biden, of course, is you had a Democratic nation sitting next to you, a nation that wanted to join NATO for protection and to be a part of that organization, a freer press. I'm not saying that their idea of democracy is the same as ours, but it was a lot closer to ours than it was to a communist regime like Putin's. Now, that's a big threat. The other thing is the fact is, you know, I was reading out some statistics yesterday on the show. It's not just, you know, they don't have that much oil. Ukraine doesn't. But what they do have is wheat, vast amounts of wheat. They also have the seaports on the Black Sea, which changes, you know, opens up a new new avenues for Russia. I think that Putin totally misread what was going to happen. A lot like Saddam Hussein did when he took Kuwait, when he thought, yeah, I can do it. The difference being, of course, is the world banded together and, you know, and armed up and went in and fought him. Well, it's not going to do that
right
with Putin. We're not even letting Poland give Ukraine MiG-29s, MiG-26s.
I believe that, certainly those things are certainly the threat to the United States. I think the threat to Biden is much more personal. I think there's information in the Ukraine on Biden and all of them, both sides, that is very damaging, and they certainly don't want that being discovered.
That may be, but there's nothing, you know, we're cutting off. I can't even begin to tell you everybody that's cut off working with or having businesses in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Everything from McDonald's to Coca-Cola to Netflix. I mean, the banks. And what they're doing is they're putting the pressure on the Russian people. It's not on Putin. It's not on the oligarchs. The oligarchs have got all their, you know, a lot of their money has been frozen, but they knew this was going to happen. So I'm sure they have money, you know, in different areas that they can use. It's the Russian people that this is hurting. I mean, the ruble is worse. I mean, you might as well, you know, use it instead of toilet paper.
Did you happen to see the footage about Putin and what he owns and how wealthy he is and all of the estates and
incredibly wealthy.
Incredible.
No, absolutely. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I've actually heard rumors he might be the richest person in the world.
He could be.
Yeah.
He could be. People will never know, though, because Putin keeps his money in so many different areas. Let's go to the phones. Rourke, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just was listening to you guys. We're talking about fuel, and I noticed the article with Governor Newsom, and he's talking about sending some money back to the taxpayers to offset the high prices of gas. And I thought it was, it's not comical because it's hurting us all financially, but his comment was he wants to, he rejected calls for increasing oil drilling because he wants to free the state, this is his quote, once and for all from the grasp of petro dictators. But yet we're talking about buying fuel from Venezuela now. And I thought it was kind of ironic, but we're still going to use the oil. I don't know where it comes from. I mean, I know where it comes from. It comes, you know, from drilling, but we're going to use it irregardless. It's going to come from someplace in the world.
Yeah.
And
him
to say that he wants to remove it from the grasp of petro dictators, you have a choice. Is he calling Mobil Exxon a petro dictator, or is he talking about the foreign countries? It doesn't matter, but we're going to buy the fuel.
They're all the same to him. They're all the same to him. And here we are making deals with
Saudi Arabia. Trying to.
Iran. That's the scary one because there's hooks on that one. And then Venezuela, who in 10 years went from a prosperous country to nothing because of a dictatorship there.
Yeah.
And instead of turning back on the spigots, you can't turn it on immediately, but instead of turning back on the spigots right here in the United States,
where it's produced much more efficiently
and cleaner, and it's easier to get it to the refineries and all this. No, they're refusing to do that. You know, this is just another example of just how screwed up
the Biden administration is. And I just hope that people remember this. You know,
how stupid does it have to get before people start saying, what in the world are we doing?
Yeah.
You're paying how
are,
much money?
Those are great points, Rourke. Thank you so much for calling.
How much money, how much does it have to cost to transport that oil in tankers across that we're paying for? It makes absolutely no sense why we don't just use our own oil. Turn it on. Pump it out of the ground.
And you can't, I mean, you can't just turn it on and, tomorrow we got another million barrels. No, it's going to take a while.
It's going to take a while to ramp up.
To do that. And Saki said yesterday, we got to take a break. Well, there's 9,000 leases out there. That's a good point. Except, just because the lease, you have the leases, doesn't mean there's a oil well on it. It doesn't mean that there's oil under, you know, a lot of oil under those leases. I mean, it takes a while to build a field and all this, but, you know, we've got more natural gas, that could take care of the world until you finally get to that spot where you can start transitioning into, you know, non-petroleum. It's not going to happen in 10 years.
It's not going to ever happen.
And unless you really, really honestly look at nuclear power, if you honestly look at nuclear power and see how safe it is 24 hours a day, the cost of energy would be, then at that point, would be a level amount, runs 24 hours a day, and would light up and take care of the industry here in the United States, yet we refuse to look at it seriously. Got to take a break. The one good thing that happened, well, there's a number of good things that happened, but one of the great things that happens is crawling into my Sleep Number bed.
Absolutely.
Lyndon and I have a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. We can adjust it each side so that we sleep so well. My Sleep Number setting is 65 and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. We can adjust the bed up to support your back if you're like reading or anything, watching TV. If you're into their app and you're into the technical side, it can keep track of how you sleep at night. You know, it can even count, you know, you can see how you're breathing and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And next day you can get something that says, well, you may want to try this setting. You know, those kind of things. Now, you don't have to do that. I don't do that. But I can tell you is that I've never slept better.
And my Sleep Number bed, I've had it for over 20 years. I don't have all of that fancy stuff. But that kind of information comes through on my Fitbit, which I sleep with at night, and it tells me what a wonderful night's sleep I'm getting with my Sleep Number set at 55. Can't get any better. Go to sleep and hardly move positions until I wake up in the morning.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Save up to $600 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds plus special financing for a limited time. Only at your Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Go over there and talk to Steve or any of the pros. Lay on the beds. You will not be sorry. Now, that the special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:18 in the morning, 46 degrees. We'll be right back.
Millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shines, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car, dust off that leather jacket and jeans, and get ready for lots of show and shines, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, 7:22 in the morning here on the 10th of March. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, an A rating from the service that rates every hospital based on statistics that each hospital provides, has to provide. Gosh, you know, why don't you go to Shasta Regional Medical Center? It's the best in the area. It's your health. It's your choice. Healing starts there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay. What do you got here? I mean, what do you want to talk? Inflation? You want to talk about how inflation has wiped out any of those, you know, those, oh, let's pay people a living wage. Well, living wage now is, you know, they gave us probably one of the largest raises, I think, in Social Security and all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, in many years.
Wiped out.
Oops. Absolutely.
I mean, not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. It's not even half of what inflation is right
well,
now.
Well, the Social Security, I mean, that raise was wiped out by Medicare almost instantly.
Yeah. Well, you know, even the, you know, we got a larger raise on our retired military.
And retired and, federal
and, you know,
employees.
We've been getting like 1.2.
Right.
I think it went up, I think it was like 4 or something like that.
Three something.
Three something.
Yeah. It was
wiped out.
I got it on the federal
yeah,
retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. Wiped out through inflation. Only thing I can ask people is, are you better off a year after the Biden presidency?
And anybody who can say yes is lying to you. There's just absolutely no way. I I can't even look at like the stock market or any of those indices because they're just, I mean, crazy. And just going to the grocery store.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not, I mean, I'm one person, so I obviously don't do a big grocery shop like a lot of people do. But I do the breakfast down at the senior center, so I do that once a month, and I'm kind of cognizant of what a box of sausage costs, let's say. In the last 3 or 4 months, it's raising $5 to $10 a box from month to month. I mean, the bill used to be like, you know, $150 for breakfast, and now it's $260.
Oh, well, you know what?
It's not even in little bitty increments. It's like, oh my God.
And they can't keep up with it. They cannot keep, you know, they can't keep up with the cost of rising product in restaurants and other places. You know, just stuff like, what was it somebody bought? You wouldn't even think about it, but it was $150.
Yeah.
It's now $275. We're cutting it closer and closer because you can't, I mean,
can't pass a breakfast.
If you go to have a breakfast and it with tip and you have coffee, not juice. No, juice is out. With coffee and a tip is over $30.
There you go.
Or right at $30. And it's like for breakfast, what? As opposed to the senior center where we went down there and were fed for $7.
Yeah.
but you only do that once a month.
Yeah, exactly. So, butter. I mean, every once in a while, because I'm not a huge shopper, and I don't pay that much attention. If I want something, I just pick it up, put it in my cart, and I don't really pay that much attention.
You and Linda.
To what the price of it is. But I went to reach for butter the other day, and I usually buy a couple pounds of butter at a time and put it in the freezer so I don't run out. And the last time I remember buying butter, it was, I'm thinking $2.89, $3.29. Like, I got to reach for this butter. It's $7-something. I'm what? What? $7? What is this? It's incredible.
It's not going to go down because the price of diesel is through the roof. Though I still can't figure out why diesel is more because it takes less time to refine it
and all that.
I'm sure it has something to do. It's not as clean as
it has gas. Something to do exactly with getting people to stop driving diesels. It has nothing to do with the production.
And Biden isn't going to do anything. He wants America off oil. But guess what? There's no way. There's just no way. What's his name? Buttigieg, he says, well, you know, people need to go out and buy electric cars. Well, maybe you can because you work for the government. You got a rich husband, maybe something like this, Pete. But, people can't, first of all, you can't find one. Even if you had the money. But the second thing is who has the money for that? So you go out, you know, you've got that little Toyota.
And what are you going to charge
little,
it to get it?
You get a little, it was little cars that get $40 to a, you know, get 40 miles to a gallon. Still,
where do you put your family?
It's people like you and me and a vast majority of people out there. We're getting hammered by this. And I blame it all on the Biden administration. Okay. Yes, and you can say, well, you know, they're ramping up their prices, and those companies are getting rich. Well, they were already rich, and you can't tell me that if we, you know, if it was under Trump and we were doing this, and if under Trump we were energy independent, in sometimes, you know, not all the time, but at least gas and oil.
I'll point out another thing. You will remember that during the Obama administration, this is one thing that just irritates me to death.
He said it.
He drained our surplus. All of our stockpile, we had nothing in every area, including oil. I mean, when you remember we were hit with the pandemic, we had no backup of anything medical. We had no backup of oil. We had no backup of anything in our storage and stockpiles. During the Trump administration, when oil got drastically low, was in a dive, he very strategically reloaded all of our stockpiles at that very low price of oil, completely got us back to level field where we were in a position to withstand these kinds of things happening. I'll be darned if the first thing Biden doesn't do is drain our stockpile again.
Well,
what an idiot.
Here's the thing. Trump's not president anymore. Okay? That was the past. and people still attacking, you know, people are still blaming Trump for Putin's invasion of Ukraine.
Well, that's nonsense.
But of course it is. But what I'm saying is, we have got to do something now. Or, you know, you think his record is, or his polling numbers are dismal now? Wait for another 6 months when the price of everything has gone up 10-15%. And then, you know, like restaurants in town here, they've got to pass that on.
Yeah.
So what happens? What happens is a person that, or a family that used to go out maybe two times a week, or a couple, retired couple went out three times a week, they're going to do it once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are just going to stop because of the cost. And the impact that's going to have on businesses, it's going to make the pandemic, they're going to go, God, you know, I was doing better during the pandemic than I am now.
Yeah.
Because it's, there, you know, nobody,
have the money to spend,
nobody's going to have the money to spend, because yeah. that money's going to go in for gas, insurance, food that you need in your house, just things like that. When you look at your budget, I just had to add, another $150 a month in the budget for food.
Yeah.
Just because the cost of food's gone up.
Oh, and I, like I say, I don't.
Where do I take that out of?
I'm not so cognizant of that, because I'm one person, and I don't, you know, do a big grocery buy or pay that much attention to how much I spend on groceries. I just know that when I walk into the grocery store and I come out and I've got a little tiny bag of stuff and I've just spent $35-$40, and I've got maybe some fruit, cottage cheese, and a package of butter.
Hey.
Yeah, whoa.
But what if you didn't have to worry about that? What if you just went down and you had a gourmet breakfast, a gourmet lunch, a gourmet dinner? Huh? Well, how about thinking about River Commons Senior Living? River Commons Senior Living is not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. It's a beautifully designed community, and they're beautiful, beautiful living accommodations. And like I said, gourmet chef there, fixing those meals for you. You know, there's so many things you don't have to worry about anymore. It's near the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. If you want transportation, they have it. But if you're more than capable of driving around, you may want to do that. But with the price of gas, you may just want to hop onto a bus and say, hey, which way are you going here today? So many things about River Commons Senior Living is positive. You can get a personalized tour there by calling 238-5981. Talk to Brian or any of the pros down there, professionals in there, and they'll set up a time for you to come down. Maybe you'll get a lunch there. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
Come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors, with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Shasta Cruising is gearing up for the car show season and will be hosting Shasta Show and Shines from April 16th through the 23rd. Sign up online today for your Shasta Show and Shine 2022 Pit Pass, then check in at each event for your chance to win great prizes. Don't miss the R&R Auto Truck Repair Show and Shine and Poker Run and the Timberlord's Cool Axe Show and Shine April 22nd. Check out the full schedule of events at www.shastacruising.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Chris Clark and Carl Bott. Hey, the Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said, go out and buy an electric car. Well, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Now, let me tell you about an electric car.
Okay.
If they had a truck, a pickup truck that could haul two horses and get me 200 miles, you know, before I needed a recharging, I'd have to really think about it because the only problem is recharging takes, you know, are there enough recharging stations, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But you can't, I'm not convinced yet that there's a pickup truck out there that can haul loads like this, and their advertised mileage wouldn't drop by half.
Yeah.
And see, maybe they are. I just haven't researched it yet. But, you know, eventually you're going to see this. But there's got to be that transition, and that's what is so important about oil. You can't just say it's going to happen tomorrow or 10 years from now. We don't know what it's going to look like. Maybe with the technology, it'll be there.
Yeah.
So, but as of right now, we're getting clobbered. Your turn. You're something that really, you know, Trish really started during the break.
Okay, so here we go. The biggest thing that I hate about campaigning are the campaign signs. They are the biggest irritation in the world. Why people do not understand the science behind putting a sign up. Once you put it up, within 3 weeks, it becomes part of the scenery. You don't see it anymore, people. So all of these signs, 3 months before the election, that are plastering our landscapes, in our way, blocking traffic views, on illegal property, on right-of-ways, all over the place, that we get to stare at now for the next 3.5 months, people aren't even going to be seeing them by the time they vote in June. The perfect timing is when the voting starts. Just before the voting, you're doing all your advertising, then put your signs up, put them all up at one time so you make a statement. All of those you're scattering around. And why do you put 10 or 11 of the same signs on one corner? Do you think people, what, they're stuttering? They can read that fast. It's going to make a bigger impression if there's five signs for a person than there is one. I don't know. I don't understand. Carl, it's just an absolute irritation, and they're everywhere they shouldn't be. On private property, why do people do that?
Well, people spend money to get elected, and now that you can vote, it's more than a month ahead of time, isn't it? Or is it just a month ahead of time?
I don't think it's more than a month. This shouldn't be even a day,
But most of Shasta County, by far, like 70% of Shasta County votes by mail.
Okay, so but not more than a month in advance.
Yeah,
whatever they send out.
So I mean, the signs should go up probably, you know,
a couple of weeks before the voting starts.
Before it starts. Now, what about right afterwards, though?
They need to come down the next day.
I've seen them out a month later.
Well, I can say that there's several up still for a recent recall election all over the place. But absolutely. I ran six elections. And we had a sign committee that did their job. We had permission for every sign we put up, in writing. Occasionally somebody would put a sign up if they'd come and get it, and they'd put it up in a wrong location because they weren't our part of our committee. But you can do all that up front. You can order the signs. You can have them. But why inundate just cruddy up our environment for months in advance? And I'm going to tell you, it's proven fact, they become part of the scenery. You get to the point where you drive right by them and you're not seeing them anymore.
Okay. Now, here's something to cause fear in the National Football League. Tom Brady staying in shape. He says, come back. And, you know, can you imagine that? Everybody goes, ooh, okay, yeah, he'll be 46. Yeah, he'll just get him into the playoffs. How much money is that worth?
Yeah.
How much is Tom Brady worth to a team that, you know, is lackluster? And all of a sudden Brady's name is there. And he takes them in that first year, at least gets them into the playoffs, something they haven't been in years.
Yeah.
Because of his leadership. I mean, now, Aaron Rodgers, whom I think is a really, really good quarterback, just signed a $200 million contract.
Nobody's that good.
For 4 years.
Nobody's that good.
$200 million. Think about that, my friends. $200 million contract for 4 years.
That's insanity.
It is insanity. It totally is insanity. Yet people go, oh, okay. And the prices to go to these, you know, professional sports. I was provided tickets to when Ted and I were in Las Vegas when we were out shooting. We went to Las Vegas one night to watch the Golden Knights. Now, it's a hockey team, right?
I like hockey.
The seats we were in, and these were not like sitting with the players. They were like 15 rows up. I mean, they were good, you know, behind the penalty box. You could see real well. $600 a piece.
Oh.
Now, there's no way I'll pay $600 to watch a hockey game. Linda and I had a chance to go see Hamilton in New York, $600 a piece tickets. But Linda looks at it, she says, oh, my God, you can't even see the stage from there.
Yeah.
So we passed on that. And because $600 a ticket.
Yeah.
And then you go, how can it be that much? Well, it's because you're paying Aaron Rodgers $200 million. It's the money. And I'm not saying that, you know, that the worth of these teams is astronomical, of course. The television rights, everything that goes along with it, you know, $20 beer, that's the other thing. A box of popcorn, $8. Okay, you know, why did I buy a box of popcorn at the
Golden Knights? To go with the beer.
No, I didn't buy a beer because I'm not going to spend $20 for a beer. Why did we buy the popcorn? because that's when people were still masked up, unless you were eating, right? Put a box of popcorn in front of you, pull that mask down, and watch the whole game like that.
Yes.
There's a lot of popcorn sold that night.
For absolutely sure.
Okay.
You know, it's amazing what we're willing to spend money on, Carl, and people don't get enraged about the prices we pay for that, but yet they'll go absolutely insane over the price we pay a public works director in the city of Reading.
I can see what he's doing, or she. I can see what they're doing. You know, or what about my street?
Okay, the things we get upset about is my point.
We talk about how city council doesn't care, board supervisors doesn't care, right? Well, there's something affecting my street. And I've talked, I've sent emails, but I've called several of the city council members who have, they've taken interest in this. And they're looking at it, and they said, and they said, well, this isn't fair. I mean, and so they're going to do something about it. Now, see, you hear about how, oh, they just ignore it. Well, they don't.
Well, you depends know, when on who it is, Carl.
Well, it could be. Maybe I just reached out to the three people that
no,
could.
It depends on who's reaching out.
Oh. Well, that could be, too.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I don't
just
like
saying.
To think that. I don't like
yeah.
to think that.
Well, I don't either, but I think it's true.
Okay. Hey, if you've had a orthopedic injury or a strain or a sprain, you've been, golf season starting and you really lunged at it and now you tweaked your back, head on down to Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance in the Sunset Shopping Center on Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there. They'll get you back into shape. Or you want to build up an area. Say, you're going to be, swimming, anything, like this. They're going to help you make sure your body's in condition. They're going to, strengthen up those areas that need to be strengthened, stretch those areas that need to be stretched. These people have got lots of experience working with the U.S. gymnastics team, pro football, and Rachel has a long-term of helping people who are a little bit older. Seniors have a different way of stretching and physical therapy, of course, than a 25-year-old. Well, head on down there. Give them a call, 533-5030. If you've got any type of these injuries, and they're there to help. 533-5030 today. We'll be right back. Gonna take a freight train down at the station line. I don't care.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
No shenanigans this month over at Black Bear Diner. Celebrate St. Paddy's with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an Irish Benedict, Reuben sandwich, or corned beef and cabbage. All served from Monday, March 14th through Sunday, March 20th. Pair up with a beer or end with our new chocolate coconut caramel delight pie. Either way, make sure you go green at Black Bear Diner. 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. I just got all excited on that. 7:51 in the morning here on the 10th of March, 2022, 44 degrees out there, a little chilly outside. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We've had Patrick on. He's on the second Friday of each month, and he is a bulldog, let me tell you. Former 101st guy, airborne assault guy, a former cop, and lots of experience in workers' compensation. If you've had a life-changing injury and you're not getting the help you need, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You should have one that knows how to do this and is going to fight for you. That's Patrick Gorman, 262-2168 today. Trisha's been railing about campaign signs and all this.
Well, let's talk about the fun part of this summer that's coming up. I'm loving the fact that they're starting to show, signs of car shows coming up in April, and there's lots of talk about that. We're in the second week in March. It's amazing to me. But there's all kinds of plans for all functions, throughout Shasta County. People are getting ready for, as I indicate, Cool Shasta Nights? What is it?
No. It's Cool April Nights.
Cool April Nights.
The largest money maker for, Shasta County and here in Reading.
And it's spread out. What's great about it is they've got car show signs.
Oh, we're going to be out there at the car shows.
All over Reading, Anderson, Cottonwood, Millville, they're all over the place.
Yeah, also, Reading Rodeo is coming, my friends.
There you go.
In the week of, it starts on the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. And here's one of the, it was a surprise to me. One of the top 25 rodeos in the nation, and it's put on by volunteers. This is almost unheard of in the rodeo business. You know, a rodeo this big with this much money in it, attracting this many people to be run strictly by volunteers. I mean, they put countless hours into this, and things you don't ever see behind the scenes. Like, they're down there every Saturday, painting, welding, fixing things.
Yeah, yeah.
They're looking at the type of dirt in the arena. Okay, now we're going to do this, for this kind of thing. Getting a new tractor so they can rake the arena. Can you, you're having to paint everything. You just don't realize how much painting goes on down there.
And these are all volunteers.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, that's what I wanted to kind of bring into it. We've got so many volunteer organizations throughout Shasta County, and this is kind of the best time of year. Things are starting to happen. Anderson Rotary is getting ready to have their wild game feed, which is absolutely a superlative evening. Everything from every kind of a wild animal you can think of, including the pig.
I've been there before.
It is a fun thing, and that's coming up on March 19th. That's coming right up.
Nobody has said a word to us.
Well, there you go.
Here on the show. They should have, you know, but they sell it out anyway.
They do, and it's such a fun night. But if you haven't been to that, it's so fun.
It's worth going at least once.
The food, if you like wild game at all, it's prepared in many different manners.
That's right.
All different kinds of things, and they do the wild pork, and they bring that pork through that pig through the crowd with the.
I killed a pig last year, and had buku sausage and other stuff. I give it to people, and they use it in their recipes, and they just come running back, and they say, "I can't believe how good it is."
Yeah.
And it is. It's totally organic. Now, other things that are happening besides the rodeo and cool April nights, it just kicks off the whole year. And this is where I'd like to see the publicity go to instead of tarring and feathering the whole North State because of a recall election that the people had a right to do.
Exactly, and we're tired of talking about that. One other thing, we talked about the car shows. We have a restaurant down in Anderson called Becca's. And Becca,
I've been hearing about that.
Well, she is just a part of that community. If there's a fundraiser going on, if there is anything that has to do with helping children, helping the community, what have you, Becca's in the middle of it and has been for years. She runs a little restaurant there on the corner of Ball Ferry. Becca's got some health issues. She needs a heart transplant, I'm not exactly sure. It's something to do with her heart. But she has been there for that community, and the community's now there for her. They did a big fundraiser for the Frontier Senior Center not too long back, and on April 10th, they're going to have a car show at the we want everybody to get out there, start signing up for that. Go on Facebook, and you can find it, Becca's Car Show.
I've heard a lot of good things.
She's just a sweet. The community's there for you. People need to get their cars and get ready to be into that show.
Okay, we got 3 minutes left. What do you think is going to happen in the Board of Supervisors now that there's a new majority there?
I'm looking for I think certainly it's calmed down a little bit. There's there's some composure in the room. Both sides need to take a deep breath, get back to your manners in the room. The board needs to listen and pay attention. The public needs to be respectful to the members they've elected. Go through their time.
I understand that. And
I think that's
going
to happen.
That.
So yeah.
But the movement forward. What do you think is
going to
happen?
I think there's going to be some positions looked at that probably need to be looked at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that they're going to take a real good look at their budget and where they're going and why they're spending money in some areas that they're spending it in. Certainly, I hope that their emphasis is going to be on law enforcement, working forward to bring about the new jail.
The
absolutely.
Jail. Okay.
I'm hoping that that's the direction they're going
to
go.
That jail, a new jail, even though it'll take us 5 years to get it built.
We've been saying that for 20 years, though, so it would have been here if we'd have done it.
The first time when they offered the money, that jail would have been built by now.
Yeah.
But a new jail would change the whole complexion here.
It would certainly help. It would bring forth part of the issue that we have with all of the issues that we have in Shasta County. One of the things I want to talk about the Board of Supervisors is every time I listen, everybody is focusing on what the impact of the Board of Supervisors on the city of Reading. And I just want to remind not only everybody in the county, but also the people running for the Board of Supervisors, that you are not running to do things for the city of Reading. You represent the county. And the impacts and the decisions you make have an impact on people that live in Burney and Fall River Mills and Shingletown and Viola and all of those different places. So don't be so microscopic on focusing what are the issues right here in downtown Reading. What are the issues in Shasta County? Even though you get elected in District 1, the decision you make has an impact on everybody who lives
on
in
Burney.
Shasta County.
It has an impact
absolutely.
On Burney.
That's the only representation those far-fetched areas have. They don't have city councils.
The other thing is the Board of Supervisors has absolutely no, zero power when it comes to the school boards. Zero.
Only the information they get from the health department.
The only thing, well, but what I'm saying
because
is...
they do employ the health department.
Right,
that gives
but
the
what I'm saying
but
is they can't tell Oak Run how to run their school.
No, they can't.
The board of supervisors can say anything they want. It's the school board.
That's exactly right.
School boards hire these supervisors or their superintendents and all this.
That's right.
And to think that they can do anything... you know, maybe we should hold their feet to the fire on that. Well, you said when you became supervisor that you were going to do this for the school. Well, you have no power. Zero.
That's it.
Okay.
When no,
we
that's
come back,
absolutely
Simpson
true,
University is here, and we got the basketball coach, and also we have the head of the cheerleading. She's the director of the cheerleading, the new cheerleading group out at Simpson University. And she's doing handstands in the other room right now.
So I've been watching.
You've been watching that. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break from the news. Trish Clark, Carl Bott.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ukrainian President Zelensky calls it genocide. Russia's attack on a children's hospital in Mariupol killed three people, including a child.
They want us to feel like animals because they blocked our cities, the biggest cities in Ukraine, and they blocked and because they don't want our people to get some food, water. Yesterday, for example, children. I don't know if you know the children in Mariupol was the child was dead.
The Ukrainians have been pleading for a no-fly zone over Ukraine, but the West declines to go along, fearing that that could provoke a wider conflict in Europe. Almost $14 billion in aid to Ukraine, that's part of a $1.5 trillion short-term government spending bill approved by the House. The Senate will take up the bill tomorrow. No relief from surging inflation, hitting a 40-year high, according to the Consumer Price Index for February. Consumer prices up 7.9% year over year last month. And what's fueling the ongoing rise in gas prices? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki blaming Vladimir Putin for at least part of the increase.
75 cents since the beginning of the year as Putin built up his military near Ukraine and took increasingly aggressive measures that were felt in the markets.
But House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy notes that prices at the pump started to rise as soon as Joe Biden took office and immediately scrapped the Keystone XL pipeline project.
Not only did House Republicans warn them this would happen, but we repeatedly offered obvious solutions.
Those solutions, according to McCarthy, build the pipeline, increase domestic energy exploration and production, and fast-track exports to America's allies abroad. Watching Wall Street, the sell-off continues. Dow down 357 points, and NASDAQ off 274. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is. So let's say you buy a new home. And maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters.
Or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later, you hear us being forced.
Hired.
Hired.
To tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out.
Because you probably did miss out.
And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to Animalist Consumer Access, federal or corporate Animalist number 1335, Rack Animalist number 65233, Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A risk management firm offering its take on the local government response to the George Floyd protests in Minneapolis.
The report released by Hilliard Heinz praised Minneapolis's emergency operations plan, but paints a picture of miscommunication and a lack of planning from the mayor's office that left city fire police and other agencies with limited guidance as they responded to protests following the police killing of George Floyd in May of 2020. In a statement, Mayor Jacob Frey says he's asked city staff to create a plan to implement roughly roughly 24 recommendations, suggested changes, include improvement in communications among city employees, more police training on crowd control tactics, and an upgrade to employees' wellness programs. I'm Jennifer King.
Big signals from Iran on its tattered nuclear deal. The country's president defending the negotiations while the top security official blames the U.S. for a deadlock in talks on reinstating the deal. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Major League season continues to shrink.
Major League Baseball has chopped off another week of the upcoming season with the lockout in its 98th day. The decision means the season won't begin until April 14th at the earliest, and comes after differences narrowed on the three most contentious economic items under discussion. Management Wednesday gave the union a new option that would allow an agreement to be cut short after the 2024 season. MLB continues to press for its long-held goal of an international amateur draft. Players have repeatedly rejected that proposal since it was made on July 28th. I'm Dave Ferry.
The growth of Israel's West Bank settler population accelerated last year, according to figures from a pro-settler group. The population growth comes despite renewed American pressure to rein in construction on occupied territory that the Palestinians want for a future state. And once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 382 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, Free Fire Radio on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. We've been here for 12 years, single-handedly facing the corporations. Today, the 10th of March, 2022. I have to say that.
Do you know, Carl, I've been here almost all that time with you. I can't believe it.
You know, my favorite part of that whole thing is you also were on another station, you know, just kind of like this.
Yes.
And they gave you your choice.
They said I couldn't do both.
You can't do both. You can't be on Carl and Linda's station and be on ours.
That's right.
Well, you've been here.
There you go.
8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Jared's at the helm. Hello, Sulu. As we are propelled through the intergalactic space.
Good morning.
And it's National Blueberry Popover Day, right?
That's right.
Turnover.
Popover.
Popover. Whatever that is. Good morning,
47
buddy.
Degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 69 and a low of 39. And it's really windy out there, so get out on that freeway if you're in a big old van or something. Watch it, because it was about to blow me off the freeway coming in.
I was watching the trees next to us bending over.
Really windy out there. On Friday, sunny and a high of 74. And on Friday night, clear and a low of 41. Saturday, a high of 70, a low of 49, and a chance of showers Saturday night. On Sunday, a slight chance of showers, then mostly sunny, a high of 68 and a low of 45. And on Monday, a high of 68 and a low of 50. Doesn't look like there's any chance of rain, a little bit of showers. I just keep having to do those rain dances. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, a great Anderson-based business.
It sure is. Super people there.
Yes,
and on the phone is Pat Karch. It's time for Community Calendar. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, great, because we're out here doing the work of Piano Angels. We're on the open road, and I just pulled over to talk to folks about the KCNR community calendar for this week.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, of course, the first thing we always have Trish remind people about the Senior Center Community Breakfast. Trish, tell us about that a little bit.
Well, that was last weekend, and Carl and Linda actually joined us for the first time. And said they just enjoyed it and think they'll come back every month. But it is the first Sunday of every month, except July. Come on down. It's a community breakfast, not a senior breakfast. Bring your kids, your grandkids, neighbors, drink
it's a
coffee,
great,
the
it's
whole
It's a great
group.
Time. Okay.
That's great, great, great. Well, some of the other items that are coming up in the short order, we have the Chicks and Chaps Behind the Chutes fundraiser. That's F-U-N, fundraiser at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Chicks and Chaps is something I know that Linda has been involved in, and that will be benefiting folks who are impacted by breast cancer. That's coming up on March 10th, starting at 10 a.m. And you can, excuse me, go to the KCNR website, scroll down to the bottom, and click on events. And just to let you know how easy that that is and how Carl's got it set up, I'm doing this in a car on the freeway on my mobile phone, and I'm looking at the events. Isn't that amazing?
I think you got the date wrong on that, though. Today is March 10th.
Okay, well, there's a mistake right off the bat. When is that date?
It's going to be May 20th.
Okay, well, that's a correction I'll have to make. Thank you guys for catching me.
two for two today, Pat.
Sorry about that,
yeah,
man.
And I got that off their website, so, you know.
Okay. That could have been last year. Who knows?
And Carl may know more about this next event, and this will be the last one we'll talk about. Meet Your Sheriff, Michael Johnson. Now, that's coming up on March 10th, if I understand correctly, at 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Okay. Okay. Well, Pat, thank you so much for taking the time to pull over the road, because Piano Angels is such a great, great organization. I tell you what, every time I forward, you know, on Facebook, I share that, you know, y'all giving another piano to a family. I get hundreds of hits on that.
It's amazing. I mean, it's amazing. And remind our folks that the community calendar on KCNR is sponsored by Siskiyou Insurance, and we appreciate their willingness to do this and get this information out there.
And if you want to, okay, Pat, thank you very much. And if you want to put an event on the calendar, just go to our website, kcnr1460.com, go down to events, click on it, and put it, you can add that event. My people look at it and make sure that it's, it passes the sniff test. And then it goes on. When I say that, I just mean if there's, you know, if it says the 33rd annual, you know, Burn a Church reunion, we don't put that on there. We put on community events. Siskiyou Insurance is located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 224-2345. They have best interest of our community at heart. Now, we're here with Simpson University, and Dr. Hall, I guess, is right in the middle of something huge going on over there, reports and everything, but he sent two great stand-ins today. Todd Franklin, who is the coach of the basketball team, I guess you could call it the NATO of basketball teams. they have...
It would appear so.
You have people from all over the world wanting to talk about that. And a brand new sport at Simpson University, cheerleading. And the coach, Erica Jasmanian, is with us also. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having
us. Quit calling me sir. You're going to make me feel older. If you do it again, I will embarrass you on the air. Okay?
Okay, promise I won't do it again.
Okay.
I want people to just understand here that Carl has just kind of really been tormenting her ever since she came in the door. So.
He really has.
You know, well, what are we going to talk about? Your years in college. No.
We're not supposed to share all that.
We're not going to share that. Okay, I got it. Okay, Todd. What's going on with our basketball team?
Well, we just got finished with our year, Carl. It was probably one of the best years we've had at Simpson University. We ended up making the playoffs for the fifth year in a row. We had an all-player conference, Player of the Year, at Simpson for the first time in a long time, Gary Mims. And then we also had a first-team all-conference JT Branch. So we had two kids get great awards this year, finished with the most wins ever in the history of the school during the season. Uh-huh. And then we missed a national tournament By 1.5 seconds, we led the entire game, went into overtime, and the kid made an unbelievable shot. So I'm going to live with that until next year and wake up every morning wondering what we should have done different. But it was overall a phenomenal year.
Untied his shoes, pulled his shorts down, you know, something, you know.
But, you know, there's about five things as coaches that you can control. Yeah. And the last 20 seconds is one that you should be able to control. And we had a situation where we could foul or not foul, and typically I foul. But because of the situation of how many players had fouls already, going into overtime, all those scenarios come through your brain in a matter of milliseconds, and we chose not to foul, and the kid made an unbelievable three-point shot, and after the game he told me, I've never made one like that, and I'm like, well, now you have.
I'm glad you're
part of this.
And I get to see it every morning when I wake up for a year.
It literally, really, Trish, you sit in a hotel room and you stare at the wall, and I think anyone who coaches understands that when you enter the arena, there is that possibility of the old ABC agony of defeat, the thrill of victory.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to deal with both of those. And anytime you enter the arena, you are putting it all on the line emotionally, yeah, physically, spiritually. Everything that in your being goes into that moment. And so it's not – if you get over it quick, you probably shouldn't be in
Well,
it.
There's two people going to remember that shot the rest of their lives. You and
the guy
kid
that made
it. And the kid that made it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And he's going to go, I won a game. Like yeah, that. Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And we're here with Todd Franklin, who's a basketball coach, of course, at Simpson University. And Erica Jasmanian. Am I close with that?
Close enough, sir. It's Jasmanian.
Jasmanian. Masian. I got it. You said sir again. This portion of the show is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, where I was at yesterday. That's why it looks like I'm driving a brand new F-150, even though it's 14 years old.
I got one parked out there. Looks just like it, because I was there, too.
And I think they have a special soap and wax they put on
there. They do a great job.
But here's the thing is the kids that work there, or the young people that work there, are so nice. They could be like Simpson people. They wipe off your car. They make sure it's clean. They're very polite. Quick and Clean Car Wash is on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros, right down here in downtown Reading. You can buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free at Quick and Clean. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
Wind River Resort and Casino's got the grub, games, and giveaways this St. Patrick's Day. Food specials, green beer, table games, swipe to win, and giveaways Thursday, March 17th. Come down and celebrate with us.
Don't forget to wear green.
Find your moments at the river. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday.
Valid through March 31st.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Mention promo code WINTER2022 and find your moment at the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 10th of March, 8:19 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. We love these people.
Absolutely. Ooh. It's like a candy store. I always say that girls just can't have too many diamonds or too many guns.
There you go. Did the person hang up?
Yeah, they didn't have a question about
okay.
Simpson.
We're here with Todd Franklin, the basketball coach over at Simpson University. They just finished their season and was 1.5 seconds away to postseason games in a shot the kid made who never made it before in his life. And so Todd and that young man will remember this for a long time. Hey, Todd, the recruiting for a Christian university, as we all know, that there's been some Christian universities and colleges that have shut down. But Simpson is growing, and for a variety of reasons. But recruiting for this, for a team like this, you're in the NAIA, which is the
National Association for Athletics, and they basically govern almost like the NCAA.
Smaller.
The entire U.S., and they put on a huge tournament. We were actually in our conference tournament when that took place, and that was to go to the national tournament. The national tournament actually begins this weekend. So much like the 64 teams that you see in the NCAA, the NAI has the exact same format. And they also offer all different types of sports, and that's what we're here today partly about. And, they're a growing organization just like universities. But one thing you talked about is universities are closing, and I agree. It's if you're not changing your business model and you're not following what's going on in education, education is a dying model. And I think schools like Simpson are playing ahead of the curve and say, what can we actually do to help communities? What degrees can we bring in that people are going to be able to go get a job? Because really there's no sense just to go to college anymore, just to go to college. Just what is it going to lead to and the discipline that you learn from going to school and all those things. But there's a lot of online schools now. So the traditional academia has to find ways to get people engaged, get them back in the classroom. And I think Simpson's done a great job of that, adding new things and things that are going to allow kids to get out of college with low debt, but also be able to go get a job and be a member of the community.
Okay, so recruiting for the basketball team. You've had people, I call it the NATO of a team because of all the different countries that are represented, at least it used to be. Is it still that way?
It is, and I think that's Simpson's model. Gateway to World Service is one of their main things, and they really want to push that. And so I fly quite a bit around the world looking for players of high character that can come and not only help us win games but become part of the community. And I think that's the biggest thing with Simpson is our job is to make sure we are always reaching out to the community and not just waiting for the community to reach out to us. It's our job as an institution to make sure we are filling the streets with good people. And that's part of my job. And I will not recruit a kid that I don't feel comfortable with watching my own children. And that's kind of the gauge I put on if someone should come play and wear the Red Hawk jersey is, would I trust them with my own children? Because I feel a responsibility of bringing people into this town. You know, I've been here a long time. And to bring in high character people, whether they're good or not, is the goal of the university. And then obviously as coaches, the goal is to win games. So finding that mix of talent and character, you got to travel a long ways, but also find the good local kids. That we want to keep in this community. There's a lot of kids, obviously, that want to go away to school. I get that, understand that. But we want to begin keeping the best players here, obviously, for obvious reasons of letting them enjoy Simpson, but stay with their families and be smart about how you go to college and the debt that you're going to have at the end of it. So that's our goal as coaches.
People are surprised when I tell them that you can go through Simpson University and come out of there with a degree with no cost. Because of a variety of different things that Simpson offers, and or low, you know, you may have, you know, something you could pay off in a year. And you don't get that everywhere. And nobody at Simpson is out there screaming for forgiveness of that. Now, basketball team, basketball court, stands full of people.
Yes, it was a phenomenal year.
Do we have cheerleaders?
You know what? This is what's going to be great about today's segment is, and people have asked me probably more than anyone, maybe at the Simpson community, what do you think about the new coach and the new group that's going to be coming in? And as a basketball coach, I'm all in. Anytime you can bring 20 to 30 more people into this community and help their lives change, it's not just about getting kids to get enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously that's an important, but what are we doing for their lives? What are these kids going to do? And we've got a great coach that's going to really not only impact the games, but the community, but also the lives of every single person that she brings in.
And we're talking, of course, about Erica Jamasian, who is the new cheerleading coach at Simpson University, and she's been there all of a week.
Yes, sir. I just started.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about Erica.
Well, I graduated from Lindenwood University. Actually, I went to school there. I cheered there at Lindenwood University, and then I transferred, to a school in Miami. I was studying interior design, and we had a very competitive cheer program at Lindenwood University. They take four teams to nationals every year, which I believe is the only university in the country that does that.
And where is it?
It's in St. Louis, Missouri. It's from where I'm from.
Okay.
Yeah.
What part of St. Louis?
It's actually in St. Charles.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's right in the suburbs. My mom actually teached there her whole life. She still does. And so that's why I went to school there. They have a great cheerleading program to this day. They're a phenomenal school.
Well, what got you into, I guess you could say, professional cheerleading?
Well, as a little girl, I always wanted to be a cheerleader. It was my biggest goal in life. It was just something that was in me. I love supporting the teams. I love being an encourager. I'm an exhorter by nature. And so it was my way of just releasing that energy and supporting people and encouraging everyone. So my entire life, I just loved cheer so much. And throughout the years, I'm forever indebted to the sport because when I was in college, I met my best friend, Jillian, and she was also a cheerleader. We met at the first car wash we had, and later she led me to Jesus. And so she's just been such an incredible light to my life, and forever, I'm forever thankful for this sport. And what I want to do is I want to prepare a place as well for athletes. You know, let's just be real. Sports keeps kids off drugs and out of trouble. You know, it gives them a purpose in life. It gives them something to wake up for. It gives them a goal, right? And so I want to be the same coach that I've had the opportunity of having. I want to create an environment where these students can thrive. And so Billy Graham has this quote, and it's my favorite quote. It is, you know, a coach will impact more people in 1 year than the average person will impact in a lifetime. And I truly believe that. Coaches can make or break someone's spirit. And so it is just truly a passion of mine to give athletes a safe place. And I started, you asked me how I got started. I was a part of a school one time, and they had a staff or student basketball game. And I said, wait, we need cheerleaders. And so I started a cheerleading team, and I realized, wow, I really love coaching cheer. You know, I thought this was just something of my past. And so for the past 15 years, I've been in the cheerleading world in various capacities, coaching all sorts of different level of teams and mentoring other coaches. I have a online platform of over 3,300 coaches that I am a resource to. They're cheerleading coaches, and I'm, you know, I connect them with everything that they need. So it's just a passion of mine.
And another new great innovation here at Simpson College or University to bring this to the North State once again.
Now, meaning a need to, Shasta, I think it was the Shasta High School. Is it Shasta High School Wolves? that went to nationals this year. Is that correct?
Yes, they're a great team.
Yeah, and I mean that's and now Linda watched this documentary called Cheer, and it's about two. One's a junior college, one may be a full college. And their training they go through to get back to nationals. And one of them's won it like 3 years in a row or something like that. And it was, I'd go in there and there'd be people just doing, you know, extremely strenuous, even dangerous type stunts, or routines. I didn't watch the documentary, parts of it I'd sit down. But it was, amazing the amount of camaraderie and the dedication that these young people did. So how big is the team going to be?
Well, that's what I love about Simpson University is they've given me so much freedom and they've given me so much energy behind this program. They are wanting us to compete, just like Navarro and Trinity Valley in the show Cheer.
Yeah.
They are they're encouraging us to go to the Bandshell, which is in Daytona, which is the big competition. They're allowing us, you know, just carte blanche to build the team. So we're hoping in our first year to have 25 recruits coming in from other, you know, either junior colleges or, you know, high school straight out. And then we also already have a thriving team of probably already 11 at Simpson. Now, remember, I've been there for a week, but we already have at least 11, maybe 14 people that are already Simpson students that are very passionate and hope to make the team next year. We'll start actually practicing next September.
Okay. We're here with Simpson University, Todd Franklin, who is very well known around our community and the basketball coach out at Simpson University, and Eric Jasmasian, who is the new cheer coach out there. Again, you know, you don't think about that, but you don't think about a bass fishing team either that brought in a bunch of people for that. One of the innovations that Dr. Hall has done, plus opening up totally different areas of study at Simpson that was never there before. Everything from computers to communications to other, of course, they're still keeping their very high rated nursing program. I think it's like fifth in the state, maybe higher now. You can become, you know, a lot of people get their teaching degrees from there. Simpson's very well respected that way, but now it's opened up to many other areas of choice. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, with inflation the way it is, and it's not going to slow down. Are your investments in the right spot? What about your retirement plan? You know, retirement plan is supposed to last to the day after that you go. But what about, have you had a second opinion on that? Have you had somebody look at it lately? Well, give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of these plans. Things are changing quick, my friends. You want somebody there that's got your best interest at heart. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 8:35 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I was just down there this week. It's a great place to get a haircut. It's the only place I've had my haircut since I moved to Reading. They work by appointments only. 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. No Dr. Phil.
You know, Carl, I always have to say people would not believe what goes on in here in the break.
No, we're talking about urinals. Because we're here with Simpson University with Erica Jasmasian, who is the new cheerleading coach.
Yay! Yeah.
Can you write a cheer for us and have the people come down and do just for us?
I would absolutely love that. Can we start with teaching you how to do the split, sir?
No, I'm not going to do it. You're going to do it.
We'll do it together. We'll do some lifts. Are you ready? Oh, we got the basketball coach. He'll be a great spot.
There you go. And you can come running in and leap in the air, and then we're going to try and keep you from hitting the ground. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. I'll teach you everything you need to know. Don't worry. I'm a professional.
Don't try this at home.
Exactly.
And Todd Franklin, the basketball coach, as you can see, this has become the Eric Jasmasian show. Going back, you know, I've never talked really to a cheerleading coach. This is the first in 12 years and 5,000 people running through here.
I'm honored.
I would like to. We talk about basketball, and what's your average workout time, you know, during the week, Todd?
Well, as a team, we meet for film, practice, and an individual workout. So I would say the average Simpson basketball player probably 5 to 6 hours a day.
A day?
A day.
Where do they go to school?
They actually go to school in between those. I mean,
those
they got
times,
they
huh?
got classes Tuesday,
and
Thursday.
They've got to keep a GPA up.
Absolutely.
Too.
No, right. It's a commitment, and it's like we keep telling people everything matters. How you schedule your day, how you schedule your morning, what time you go to bed, what you eat.
Discipline.
These all goes into winning and losing. Every single thing in life matters.
Not only that, it goes into what kind of a life they have when they go, because they're disciplined, they have a routine. It's building that future person for whatever they're going to be.
Now, I asked Todd that because now I'm going to ask for the cheerleaders. Is that, I mean,
what kind of a commitment are you
You're not usually watching film
but what kind of commitment do they have?
You know, we do
to
actually
be at that level.
We do actually play back videos, so we will be watching a bit of film. I would say we're going to do a straight practice of 2.5 hours. It's extremely rigorous, where it's a constant cardio. There's no rest. There's no stopping. I mean, it's intense for 2.5 hours. Of hard work. And then before or after, we might have team meetings. And then I want to do, they'll probably be Monday through Friday practices, maybe Monday through Thursday, depending on how good we are. But I do want to block Saturdays, at least one Saturday a month, maybe more if we need it, obviously leading up to competition. And it would be maybe a choreography day, cheer camps. We have multiple camps coming in, multiple choreographers coming in. I'm telling you, Simpson is really behind us. They're really, really supporting us.
In addition to your program, will they, in fact, be cheering for the various sports? Because there's a whole sports network going on.
So when we have our camps and clinics, those are 5 hours a day, nonstop, rigorous, you know, back-to-back. But, yes, we're going to be actually cheering for Coach over
Franklin.
Here. Yeah, Coach Franklin. I didn't know we were Coach Todd or Coach Franklin. Sorry, Coach Franklin. And we're cheering for men's basketball and women's basketball home games starting off. And then we'll branch out from there. But I have a feeling some of the other sports are going to steal us over for some of their games as well. And then we'll be doing a lot of work out in the community. That's very dear to my heart. And I know a lot of the athletes, you know, we are gateway to world service. So Simpson is great about missions, international, national, and then also just going out in the community. So we'll be doing a lot of work.
Okay, now you've got different types of people that you have to have on a cheerleading team. You know, Todd's looking for, an all-around type, but you've also got, you've got some that are defensive players. I mean, primarily, you've got others that are your shooters. Others bring the ball down. So what do you have for cheerleading?
You know, that's actually what I love about cheerleading. I'm so glad you asked this question because all shapes and sizes are needed. We can't have a squad if we're all the same size. We can, and we can do well. But a coach, you know, it's a dream come true when you have an athlete who's just really, really strong, a lot of muscle in their body, and very, very tall. And then you have a tiny little girl who's the flyer. It just makes for an incredible team, and you can go so much further. So that's what I love about cheerleading is all body shapes are celebrated. It's one of the only sports that I know where the huge size difference, you know, is just incredible.
You know, because, you know, from seeing this, seeing other these competitions every so often, you see, you've got some really, you have some weightlifter types, or, you know, they've got a real solid base.
Yeah. Well, you're going up four levels. You got to have something at the bottom.
And you've got, and they've got to be able to have the strength to, your flyer, who is a small person usually, when they're up in the air 30 feet. Well, okay, not that far, but. Well, how far up do they go?
They go up really far. So in collegiate level stunts, you can go up three tiers high. It's actually 2.5. So one person, the second person, and then a half person. So we're
how do you put a half person?
So we have to, we can't put them up full here at at our shoulders or extended, but you can keep them right at your, okay.
With the arms, at your sides, they can go and do that.
Yes.
Okay.
And
so you've got, so when you're out recruiting, you're looking at all body types, and do you look for people with experience, or can you train somebody?
Well, okay, so obviously I want somebody with experience first on. You know, that's the best. Okay, you did this competition. You're great in this area. I want you for my team. However, to be really honest with you, I'm extremely confident in my ability to coach. I can take anyone who's never cheered before. My last team, I had them for 4 months, and we won 10 competitions. We won every single competition except for one. You know why we lost it? We came in second place. We had a 60-point deduction. That's insane deduction, 60, because our stunts were too advanced. I knew our stunts were way advanced for that competition. I sent videos to the director. I said, this is what we're doing. Do you approve? She said yes, but her point person violated us 60 points. So we would have come in first, but it's okay. It is okay. So anyhow.
No, it's not. You should see her face right now.
She's really okay. She's saying.
I'm bright red and I'm angry. I'm gripping the table. No, but with that said, I'm extremely confident in my ability to coach because I have a formula of winning that I know if I have a team of humble, hardworking athletes, I know I can take us where I need to go. If I have a lot of people with experience that are a bit maybe entitled, not hard worker, maybe a little bit of an attitude, I can only go so far as a coach. So I'd rather actually take people that are fresh to the sport, that don't know much, that are really hardworking and determined, and I can take them somewhere really, really far. If they'll allow me to.
I'm just sitting here listening, and I'm convinced that she can make a pyramid out of it, out of the four of us before she gets out of here today. I'm so convinced.
I thought that's why I was here today. Don't let me down. We can do this.
Jared, You're going to be the flyer.
I want to be the flyer.
Oh wow. Now, absolutely. Great.
Oh, you're Patrick Swayze.
Okay. Let's try it.
Okay, let's do it.
And I can, you know, I can put that up.
I believe
now,
in you.
Now, the injuries. Let's talk injuries because that's part of any sport. And I asked you about it, and you had a great answer. So.
Yeah, well, that's really something very dear to my heart is stunt progression and safety. I am so, so very thankful. I have never had a concussion or broken bone in my 15 years of coaching. I did break my ankle falling from the top of the
chair. Oh, you're talking about your the people you've been coaching, you've never had a concussion or a,
yes,
or a broken leg.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I did fall from the top of the cheerleading pyramid when I was in high school, and I broke my ankle. So I know what it's like to have an injury and to have to sit on the sidelines and wanting to be out there, you know, with your cast on. So I am extremely – stunt progression and safety is very important to me. And I give a lot of talks. They know, your flyer does not hit the ground. And also that flyer needs to be tight and strong before she goes up in the air. If she can't master that skill on the floor by herself on one leg, she's not going up. And so it is very important to me, safety, because it is. It's a catastrophic sport. I tell the girls.
The ones you see on YouTube are the ones that have fallen and they've got neck braces on them and they're carrying them out and all this. But that, you know, that's in any sport. But I've always read that cheerleading is one of the most, it's prevalent. Injuries are in that. But it sounds like, to me, that's a lot to do with the coach.
It is a lot to do with the coach, and it's a lot to do with the seriousness of the team. How serious are you taking the sport? Are you conditioning? Are you prepared? Do you know your counts? Do you know where you need to be in the formation? When it comes to safety, I become a very, very tough, intense coach. If you don't know your job, if you're coming in, maybe let's just say hungover, it's not going to happen. You're off the team. You're not practicing. And so that's what I love about Simpson is it's a great environment. They have the best students. All of the students, they're just so eager to learn. They're humble. They're ready to go. They know what they have to do in order to make this happen. And I tell everybody, this is not just a shake your pom-pom sport where you're staying on the sideline. This is a very, very intense. There's going to be a lot of conditioning. In fact, most of my athletes that have been on my squad said, Coach Erica, I have never conditioned like this in any of my other sports. And I'm like, good, let's up it even more. In fact, one time I had another team come in. They were the volleyball team at another school was coaching. I said, come join us. You know, we're just doing our cool down exercises. And they're like, this is crazy. You know, and they ran out because they couldn't handle our conditioning. Cheerleading, you have to be fierce. You're putting each other's life into each other's hands, and you have to be strong and fit.
Okay. We've got to take a break. Otherwise, I'm getting overwhelmed here right now. I'm going,
yes,
rah, rah.
Yes, I'm ready to join. I want to sign up.
You should, you know, in your spare time, you should start a cardio system, vascular, conditioning system out there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They've been in the business 15 years, and they continue to grow. They continue to provide just great service to their customers. They continue to move local dreams forward. They've opened up their newest branch in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street, and you'll say, well, where is that? Think of the old Kentucky Fried Chicken place.
Actually, their grand opening is tonight.
Is tonight. Oh, that's absolutely right. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
their grand opening is tonight at 5 o'clock, I think, 5:30.
Okay. Branch there, but they've got, grand opening of the Anderson branch is right there. Three other branches, one in Red Bluff and Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right down the street from us here in the station. And, of course, the main branch in 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. We'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Trish is my Thursday girl.
Love Thursdays.
You know what? This
I'll accept getting up at 5:30 in the morning. I don't love that part, but the rest of it is I'm all in.
Trish is here. I do this because this is a safety valve for Trish.
Yes.
Yeah, so she just turns it loose. Somebody, one of our listeners wrote in and says, don't forget about Shasta Show and Shines. Those are starting April 16th, just a little bit over a month away. Don't worry, we're going to be having people from Calipra Nights going to be on the show, along with the Red Bluff Roundup are going to be on. That's getting ready to happen also.
Lots of fun stuff coming up.
We're here with Simpson University, Todd Franklin, who's the basketball coach there, and had more wins this season than ever before in the during the season, and was 1.5 seconds away from going into the next level. And we talked about that already. And then Eric Jasmasian, who is the new cheerleader coach, who has just been there almost a week, or been there a week at Simpson.
And got it totally under control.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know what? If you're looking for enthusiasm and knowledge, we're going to have the best cheerleading squad in the United States in 6 months. Now, it's not just girls. You wanted to bring that up. This
Correct.
Is co-ed.
It's a co-ed squad. So right now we already have one solid, incredible male who's an amazing tumbler. We probably have another one coming very, very soon. But we're looking for a minimum of four men up to, we can have up to 11 men on mat. And you can have a team of 20 on mat.
Okay. And so the men, obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, I guess, but probably are going to be the, your ones, your strength guys.
Absolutely. Okay. They're already stunting.
Do they
right
have
now.
To be able, every one of them have to be able to tumble?
No, we can have a couple people not tumble. We can have a few people not tumble. It lowers our score deduction. You know, we do get deductions, but we want to have as many tumblers on mat as possible. However, if somebody is a remarkable athlete in other ways, we will put them on mat for sure.
Okay. Todd, next year, I mean, you're always thinking 3 years ahead, I'm sure, at least. So going out and finding people, you're looking in junior colleges, you're looking, like I said, in other countries. We had that 7-foot London. I think he's from the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. And Harvey Barr.
And is he still there?
Yeah, he's back at home. He's actually working on his doctorate and doing great, still playing. And we stay in touch probably every 6 months. And that's probably the most rewarding thing about coaching. Is the wins and losses, those go away. But the relationships and the weddings and the births of children, and when you get those phone calls, that's what this thing is. It's 10% basketball, 90% life.
Anybody name their kid after you?
You know, the strangest one I've had so far is a tattoo. So that's been...
Yeah, but, you know what, a tattoo's forever.
Right? Yeah, so that's probably been the one that was like, oh, hey, someone has a tattoo of you. So, yeah, that's been a little different, but, you know, I think... You know, fanatic is fan, and I love people with passion. And anytime they get involved, I'll tell a little story about Coach real quick. I'm a big observer of human nature. I really don't care much about what people say, as more as what they do. And she's been in the office for a week, and her office is getting painted. And so she's right across the hall from me. So what I've been impressed, though, is she's still there working. And there's another desk, there's a little office space there, and she's there working. And I think that's a character trait in society that we need, no matter what you do, is someone who's willing to work. And I truly believe the program's going to be successful because of the leadership that's already I've seen of getting there every day and doing the job. And that's success already.
You know, I want to say one thing about that coaching that you said about a lifetime thing. I have a very dear friend, most of the community knows Bob Reed, the Anderson football coach. The impact that he's had on so many lives, and it shows up weekly, daily, still in this community, how many people he touched in his teaching and coaching career.
Absolutely.
Well, it does, you know, and you know what Billy Graham said about coaches touching and having a big impact. It's absolutely true.
Absolutely.
A kid can be coming from a really bad situation at home, and this is their time of solace. This is their time of having somebody that cares about them, somebody that encourages them, that helps them with their schoolwork. I mean, there's so much more to it than just when you think of a coach. This isn't pro football or pro basketball. This is a college, and you want your kids to graduate. You want them to be a success.
Yeah, so. And the cap and gown, we tell this all the time, and it gets to be a little sloganish or a little cliche, but the cap and gown is still the most important uniform they'll ever wear. And so when we're sitting in a home, my obligation is to that parent to be an extension of them. And sometimes there's not one of them. So then you become even a greater role. And in the world today, with everything going on, you know, we have players from Russia, and they're going through a lot right now. You have players from Turkey, you know, a young man, Alp, who's going to go back home, but it's too close to Ukraine, you know, and we've got players from Greece. Turkey and Greece don't get along. So how do you mold these relationships together to become a team? And
having served in NATO, seeing, you know, Turkey, Greece, and all this, I mean, it's amazing the dichotomy you have there of two nations that are opposed in so many different things, teaching them to work together, pass the ball to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I want you two to live together in the dorms. You'll feel better.
Yeah.
How's the Russian doing?
He's doing good. You know, there's so much misconception, obviously, you know, where you get your news or what you get your news or who you want to listen to.
We talked about that earlier in the show.
Yeah, and so we get these kids together and say, hey, I want to know your experience.
Yeah.
Because I trust the person that's lived their entire life far more than any network. I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on. Someone who sit there, you know, our plane from Sweden, tell me about your health care. Tell me about the gun laws. You know, I want to know from you. How do you actually feel about this?
Totally different story.
And
always is.
You get to hear what people who actually have lived their experience. You know, we've got a young man from Haiti this year. And literally, it's, you know, you're talking third world people. There's different issues.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, totally changing everything from Simpson over to the park.
I love it.
Library Park is opening up.
We are. You know, we found out over the hard way that Redding, and I'm a Reddingite, if it's below 60 degrees, we don't go outside. And I thought I could kind of change that with the culture, you know, and bring more fire pits. But at the end of the day, 60 degrees, it gets 50, it's cold. So we actually closed a lot of this last winter. Mm-hmm. We were losing money with Style the previous 2 years, and we decided, you know what, we're going to help other businesses. So we kept promoting and pushing other people, but we are open. We're open Friday, Saturday nights. Right now, this Saturday night, we have Afro-Latino Night, which is probably one of the greatest culture events a person can attend, with story, dance, and storytelling. It's a great night, fun music, great food. We've got new trucks being built right now. I can't release the names, but I will probably in a couple of weeks once they pass the permitting process. And so the park is continuing to thrive and grow and spread out. I've been really proud of businesses that have wanted to get close to us. Because early on, there was fear that we would be pushing people away, but we're actually, you know, helping other businesses. I think that's been a fun part of joining the downtown neighborhood.
Yeah, you get cold, you go into a place that's warm, or it's too hot, you go into a place that's air-conditioned.
Yeah, and we close at 10, so we really want to push people to stay downtown.
And downtown has just grown. Like Linda says, she says it's like kind of watching our baby all of a sudden, you know, grow, and they're reaching their teenage years the way things have gone. So that's got nothing to do but great things for downtown Redding.
Absolutely. We had someone come through town last week when we were open, and they were from Bend, like, we don't have anything like this in Bend. And I wanted to fall over because Redding has a love affair with Bend. And,
and they have a lot of stuff going on.
And they
down
have a
the
lot
boardwalk,
of stuff. But they said, they said, we don't have anything this size and this magnitude.
Yeah.
And I just, that was a really proud moment to have someone from Bend say that.
Good. Okay. We got to run. Hey, tomorrow Patrick Gorman's going to be joining us, Linda and I. And, gosh, I think we have a couple other people going to be rolling through tomorrow on our show from 7 to 9 a.m. Everybody, have a great day. Thanks so much, Todd and Erica, for being with us today. I learned more about cheerleading than I've ever known in my life.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Trish wants to know if you've got an age limit on it because she'd like
to
come down.
There you go. I'm ready to sign up.
No, absolutely. In fact, I have coached people that are way more mature, and it was such a joy to my heart.
Get that way more mature. I love that. Okay, everybody, have a great day, and we'll be.